Steve, thank you very much. From time to time, we begin the show with a special guest. It doesn't happen often, but if royalty is in town, we say, what alternative do we have? Let's put somebody famous on right off the bat. And that's the case today, as John Lovitz is in studio with us. John is appearing at the Chicago Improv today through Sunday. How are you, John? Looking good.
Thank you. Great to be back in Chicago, I'll tell you that.
You know, the sun is coming out now that you've arrived. You're bringing the sun.
You are welcome.
You, sir, are a ray of sunshine. That's what you are. You're very, very welcome.
I love being here. I mean, the weather's so great this whole week. I've been here all week. It's fantastic.
This is the time of year you usually come here, right? Aren't you usually here right around August or September?
Yeah, Labor Day weekend. Yeah, they keep bringing me back. It's great. And they've already offered me to come back next year. And I haven't even done my shows yet.
Wow, shouldn't they wait?
I would think so.
All right, I want to start out with something, and I don't want this to be uncomfortable. I'm just curious. Can I ask you something because I'm curious?
I'm not gay.
That's not what I was going to ask.
Oh. I'm a Jew.
That's what I was going to ask.
That's not uncomfortable.
I was going to ask you that. 2 years ago when you came in, we interviewed you, and you drew diagrams on. You had five pieces of paper. And you drew diagrams of a tennis court. And you said to me, do you play tennis? And I said, I do play tennis. And you said, if I was here and hit the ball here, what would you do? And I said, I would hit the ball here. And you'd say, but then I'd hit a backhand past you. And then you came to the second page and you said, if I stood here and hit the ball here, what would you do?
I don't remember any of that.
You don't remember any of that?
No.
But then you said to me, I want to challenge you to a tennis match. And I said, I'm on. You pick the time and the place. I want to play you in tennis.
I didn't say that.
You didn't
say that? I do remember. I don't remember the little charts.
You said, let's play it. I go, I don't have any of my stuff. I know,
But now, this time
it would be pointless. I finished my shows.
Yes.
This is how good I've gotten, literally. I'm bragging, but it's true. I finished the shows this weekend. Then on Monday, I fly to New York. And then I have a wild card into the fourth round of the U.S. Open.
To watch it,
not
to, not to play it, to watch
no.
it.
To draw charts You're and graphs.
It. It's called a wild card. Isn't that wild?
That is wild. That's the name.
So I skipped the first three rounds. That's
they
how
just
good
let you right into the fourth round automatically.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And I'm not making that up. And it's fantastic. And that's how good I've gotten.
You may win
they
it
saw
all
me. They said, all right, well, you play a match. If you beat this person,
yes.
which we're convinced you won't, You can go right into pick a round. I go, okay, fourth round. They go, all right, fine. Because they didn't think I could do it. And then
that's amazing.
I creamed the guy.
And what, then was he a pro tennis player?
I don't know. Roger
Federer?
Something
he's pretty
like
good.
That.
He's a pretty good player.
So then it was Federer. So then he's like, all right, I'm out of the tournament.
Yeah.
So that's why he's not in it. And
wow.
I am.
Wow. That's mm-hmm. impressive. That's impressive. But Wendy,
it's impressive to me.
For 2 years, John, my dream has been to be on a tennis court and play you in tennis. Will that dream ever happen? Can we ever play?
I don't know. You know, I because I'm working and I got to rest for the shows.
Yeah, when would there be time?
In the daytime, there's a lot of open. I did stand up for a while. There's a lot of open
well,
time
did,
in the daytime.
Did you do it like I did it? I don't think so. That's why you have a radio show.
You're right. No, that part's true. I'll give you that. I just kind of showed up.
Did you do an hour and a half show?
No, I didn't. I don't know who has the energy for that.
Interesting. And yet we do the same thing. It's like tennis. You hit the ball.
Yes.
I'm in tournaments. You know, they rate you. They rate you on players like 1 to 7. Like
yes.
1 is a beginner. 1.5, you're okay. 2, and on. 3, you're like a club player.
Right.
I think 6 is a college player, 7 you're a pro.
Sure.
So in California, Torrance, California, they're the headquarters of the United States Tennis Association, and they have a skills test to rate you.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it.
And what did they rate you as?
12.
A 12, awesome. John.
Look and it that. Only goes to 7.
That's yeah. the highest anyone's ever been.
Right. I said, but it only goes to 7. They go, we know. We don't get it. But you're 12.
Have you ever missed a point, ever?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
All right.
human.
All right.
My unforced errors are very low.
Oh, they are.
Maybe well, 2 to 3 a match. But I'm serving anywhere from 300 miles an hour.
That's the
holy.
Nobody's
crap.
Ever served that fast.
They haven't?
Never. No.
Why do you think he's
I
a
had
12?
No idea.
Did you play as a kid?
Yeah, but you just have to have the right strings. And then you just hit it really hard.
That's true. That's basic tennis. That's so
I
true.
Had I, no. I was playing tennis, and I would serve. They go, "That's good. Faster, okay."
Yes.
Then they kept going faster. And then they just said, keep hitting it faster. All right.
And you're at 300 miles per hour.
No, I'm kidding. It's, I'm about 120. That's true.
Right.
You think I'm lying.
No, I don't. I do not think you're lying.
I have Big Sur. The truth is about, I have a great teacher, Alex Olmedo, who won the Wimbledon champion in 59, beat Rod Laver. And, you know, of course I'm nowhere near as good as any pro, but I keep getting better, and that's what I enjoy about it.
Right.
So that is a little freaky because I keep getting older,
right,
but I keep getting better. And that extends to every area of my life, ladies.
Good to know.
Can I ask you, in March, there was a story about you with a much younger woman, Jessica Lowndes.
There you go.
24 years old? Somewhere
good
in there?
Job.
No, we're just friends. She's 27.
27.
I met her. I did that TV show, Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah.
And I met her. We became friends. Because I had a lot of downtime, so we're hanging out in Hawaii a lot. And she's a very funny girl. And a great songwriter, great singer. So she did a music video and asked me to be in it.
Yeah.
And then she said that she had hired a company that makes videos go viral. So they had a plan to, she would drop hints on her Twitter and Instagram that she was dating an older guy. And then after like 2 weeks, everyone would be like, who is it? Who is it? And then it revealed it was me.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, so we did it. And it went all over the world.
Yep.
It was nuts. And I thought, who cares who I'm with? I figured it would be big in England because of her, because
sure,
she used to date a famous rugby player there. So they would always talk about her, who she's dating in England. But it went all over the world. It was crazy. And a lot of people were really pissed when they found out it wasn't true. A lot of guys,
especially,
because they were like, oh, well, if he can get a pretty girl like that, imagine what I could get. You know, the idiots. And then of course, it's not true. And then they were all pissed at me that I dashed their hopes.
Oh.
As if they'd ever gotten, were ever with someone that pretty when they were that age.
Right. That's so true.
I mean, they're delusional.
They are delusional.
I, on the other hand, have had beautiful girlfriends. And yes, I could have dated her, but she's 27. It's too much time. I don't have time.
That's the problem.
What am I, 31 years older? I don't have time to teach her
right
about lovemaking,
right,
what to do.
But she said you had wise hands, John. I remember that quote. She said John Lovitz has wise hands.
Yeah, but I have to tell you something. That was not my hand. That was the hand of a guy who's older than me and was ill.
Oh.
So if you look at his hand,
it's not a good shot.
No, it's got like lots of
liver spots and stuff.
Liver veiny. Spots and veiny, yeah. And it's blue and purple because he was a very nice man, but he was sick for a long time.
Oh.
You know, so I'm like, oh, now everyone thinks my hands look like that. Well, does my hand look like that?
No,
your hands look
great.
Fantastic.
You could be a hand model.
Yes, easily. That's right. I have beautiful hands.
Your hands are getting better looking as you age.
And beautiful feet.
Really?
Yes, all of my extremities.
That's how you close the show, right?
Larger and more beautiful.
I've seen John close the show with that. He shows people
his
hands.
I'm not saying which extremity, but I went to the U.S. EA, which is the United States Extremity Association.
You did?
And they measured all my extremities.
What'd they
and,
say?
You know, they go from 1 to 7.
Right. What'd you get?
12.
Yes. A 12.
Look at better with age, like a fine wine.
It's 12 on one of my extremities. And that's coincidence. I go, that's funny because that's when I'm ranked in tennis.
Right. It's the same number. That's
right.
Crazy. John Lovitz is here. It is crazy.
Blew me.
He's
going to
be at
away.
The Chicago Improv today through Sunday. He rates a 12 in extremities and in tennis. Go see him for that alone. Stick around. More coming your way next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. John Lovitz is here. He's appearing at the Chicago Improv today through Sunday. Go to chicago.improv.com. All your ticket information is there. John, we were saying off air,
yes.
Wendy was complimenting you on both your hands, and you were saying your feet are also amazing. You really do. I mean, all kidding aside, your skin is flawless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Every makeup artist says you have beautiful skin. I say, why? Why do you say that? They go, close. You have small pores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
Apparently, I'm not porous.
Right. Well, that's a good thing, I think. Don't you?
I'm Jewish, but I'm not.
You're not porous. No, why do you want to be porous?
Can I ask you an embarrassing question? No,
porous,
it's not
crap.
Even...
Yes?
I love your dog, Jerry. I'm in love with your dog. Why don't
everyone
why didn't
is.
Jerry come in here with us?
He'd make a lot of noise and start crying.
He has an underbite like Bruce Springsteen.
And then, honestly, I had him with me on the other radio interviews. And at some point, he's like, get out.
Oh.
And he literally takes over the show.
Oh.
And I'm here to publicize my shows.
Sure.
Not his like, oh, today I took a walk and it was really cool along the lake. And
yeah.
I met this poodle. You know, it's like, you don't get your own act. Tell your story on your own time.
Yeah. Yep.
I love him, but you know.
But at some point,
he's
there
so
needs to
cute,
be some
Bill.
Separation.
Yeah, he's a pug chihuahua. In the movie Mother's Day, I play a character and Gary Marshall, God rest his soul, what a nice man, and he let the dog be in it. And then I'll be in Celebrity Apprentice on January 2nd, and Jerry, my dog's all over it. He's a pug chihuahua, and he's got this underbite. He's a very bright dog. You know, people that have pets, they go, it's like my kids. That's what he's like. I bring him everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You're a furry kid. He's not that furry, though. Short hair.
All right. I don't know if that's a compliment.
That is a compliment, John.
A compliment.
That is a definite compliment. Since you brought up Gary Marshall, Wendy and I have been in a lot
the
of people.
The greatest guy. So sad. So sudden.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still in shock when I say it. I go, because I just saw him. I just saw him in the March at the premiere of the movie. And I'm just grateful I got to work with him where he directed me in a movie. I've known him for 30 years. And the nicest man. Everybody loved him. And he was as funny as any comedian and just terrific person. And
League of Their Own, is talent. That the movie he directed you in?
No, Penny Marshall sister.
Right.
But he was in it, and I met him through her, and because he was always nice to me. He goes, well, you're friends with my sister. She says you're great, so, you know, I love you too. And
it's
it was just couldn't have been nicer, and it's just a real out-of-the-blue thing that happened.
We were talking about, because of Gene Wilder's passing on Monday,
yeah, that's
how those people like Gary Marshall or Gary Shandling or the list goes on and on and on. It means, even if you haven't met those people, it means a lot to you because they've made you laugh so many times over the years.
Yeah, right. I mean, just, you know, all the performers I grew up watching and then when they pass away, you feel sad.
Yeah.
Like, you know who really made me feel sad? This sounds like a joke, but it isn't. Was Bob Keesham. He was Captain Kangaroo.
Sure.
Yep.
And you grow up with him as a kid, and then he died, and you go, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, and he almost felt like he was your grandfather for your life, you know. But it's, yeah, when you get on television, then they go, well, you're in someone's living room. You're at their home. And so they just feel close to you like they know you.
Yep. I'm like
and
that
they
with...
they don't.
Bob, no, they definitely
they don't know you at all.
I'm like that with Bob and Ray. When both, first Ray Goulding died, and then Bob Elliott died, and both of those, I'm like, oh, that's too bad. And they were older guys. It wasn't a shock, but still.
It's still a shock.
I know. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
We're getting to be that age, too, all of us, you know.
Yep.
We're all on our way out. And
I know.
I just know, you know, in 100 years, somebody will be listening to this interview and say, you know, John Lovitz, not only was he very funny, he was one of the best tennis players in history.
Right. And such soft skin.
During the 21st century.
Incredible skin.
Century.
The new Apprentice doesn't have Trump for obvious reasons, but it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's the one who's fronting the new Apprentice?
Yes, correct.
What was that like?
Well, I've known him for years, too, and I'm friends with him. So if you know him, he teases all his friends, and if he likes you. So he teases me a lot during the show. We were like, here we are inside this beautiful theater. John, he goes, you know, and he goes, and outside, you know, it's right next to a gymnasium. John, have you ever seen a gym from the inside?
You could sue him for that.
No, he's my friend.
Oh,
it,
right.
It made me laugh. He was very happy I was doing the show. So he had all these people writing him jokes about me. But he's a great guy. And, you know, can't say, you know, who won or anything like that.
Right.
But I can say that if you watch the show and you really listen to Arnold when he's talking to us in the boardroom, and I noticed it, I said, you know, I know what you're doing. What he really is doing is he's using it as a platform to teach people the tools to be successful and the mental mindset that you have to be really successful. So you can really learn a lot.
Yeah. I'm sure of it.
I should watch
it. And that's what he's doing, you know, when he does that show. Plus, you know, when it's Celebrity Apprentice, you're raising money for charities. So he feels great about that. He goes, it's a great way to raise money. And you do. And at one point I raised a lot of money, but my charity was a St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Nice.
But all the charities that everybody picked were great. But I picked that one because it's like 83 cents out of every dollar goes to the research and that hospital. You know, it's sad if your child gets cancer. It's horrible, of course, but if they do, this is the place you go, and they put up the housing for you.
And they don't
the
charge
whole
you.
Family, and they pay for all the food.
Yeah,
they pay for everything transportation, housing, food for your whole family.
At a time when you need
it the most.
And
all the medical costs for your family. And they don't charge anything. They cover it all, 100%. And a lot of research charities, you know, they want to find the cure for disease. And they don't share the research because if they get the drug that cures the disease, they'll get all the money, which
right.
is, you know, billions.
Yeah.
But St. Jude's, they share all their research for free to research places all over the world.
Sure.
So they're really, as they say, they're helping children all over the world. So and Danny Thomas, the comedian,
yep.
started it. So I felt a connection there as a comedian, so that's why I picked it.
Very, very good.
Good choice.
Thanks for coming by.
I have beautiful skin.
Your skin is flawless, John. Your skin is flawless. Go see John
Lovitz.
I
wish my weight was flawless.
Come on. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. You should do Oil of Olay
commercials. I got to lose a lot of weight.
Seriously, you look great. You should do Oil of Olay commercials. Maybe they should.
Well, I'd like to, and I like to sing that song. I'm very good at singing.
Do you want to do a little bit of it now?
The Oil of Olay. What is it? How does it go? That's Saint-Tropez tan.
Band de Soleil.
Band de Soleil for the Saint-Tropez tan. That one?
Band de Soleil for the Saint-Tropez tan.
That's beautiful. John, I used to think they were singing Band de Soleil for your central places. That's what I thought they were saying.
Oh,
I know what they meant.
I would get
the
so many songs.
You
know
it.
The Jefferson Airplane, that song, I'm Your Venus, I'm Your Fire, at Your Desire. When I heard, in high school, I thought it was, I'm Your Fetus,
yep.
I'm Your Fire, Georgia Fire. And my girlfriend, I had a girlfriend, she looked at me, she goes, what?
I'm Your Fetus?
Georgia Fire?
I go, well, like
what is that what they're saying? She's like, no. It's not even close.
Shocking blue.
I'm Your Fetus. I'm Your Fire, Georgia Fire.
That's a hit. Now we got a
but
hit.
But it sounds like, because they're going, I'm Your Fetus. I'm Your Fire, Georgia Sire. At Your Desire, but it sounds like going, Georgia Fire.
Sounds like it.
Go right. See John Lovitz. He's at the Chicago Improv today through Sunday.
And I'll be on stage with my hands.
I know. His hands will
check
be there.
Check out his hands.
You're going to love
they
his
hands.
They
are nice, aren't they?
Stunning.
Sweet.
Stunning.
See?
Sweet
Chicago,
hands.
Not just me that thinks so.
Chicago.improv.com is your best bet. Thanks, John.
Thank you. And if I'm telling the truth about my hands
yes.
and skin, must be telling the truth about the tennis.
I bet.
And the extremities. Ladies.
Thanks, John. More after this. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.